Hi folks, well I'm starting on my second tape, so I hope this one turns out better than the last one. On that tape that you sent me the other day, or in that box, that one that had the seal broken, there wasn't anything on it, or at least as far as I ran it, there wasn't. I hope you can understand me over this thing. Well, let's see, I got a letter here from Marilyn. And she asked what happened to my hand. Well, I cut it with a machete. And how serious? Not too serious. How many stitches? 6. Will there be a scar? Yeah, that's because I ripped the stitches back out about 5 days after they put them in. No, I didn't cut anything off. How long will I have the bandage on? Well, you're talking now. I had it on about 2 weeks. Are you out of the action for a while? Well, I was. How did it happen? I cut it with a machete. And no, it wasn't by a Viet Cong. I met a lot of guys over here from Ohio, but nobody's anywhere near Worcester. They're all from mostly down south near Hamilton, Dayton, a few over near Youngstown. I met one guy from near Maslin. He went to Tuslaw High School. Graduated the same year I did. The weather over here, it'd be too bad. It's still raining a lot, but could be worse. It's a lot better than what it used to be. It's a lot warmer. Well, I guess I could tell you a little about the people over here. The kids are really cute. And just like American kids, they're ornery. Most of the girls aren't too bad looking, ain't it? In case you're wondering, that's a helicopter going over, but it's giving me commentation on this. Anyway, when the girls get to the right age for courting, they wear these earrings. When they take the earrings off, that means that they're married. People over here eat very little meat. They worship the water buffalo. Without the water buffalo, they couldn't plow their fields to grow their rice. Eat these seeds called betel nuts. These betel nuts make their teeth look rotten. You've probably seen them on the news with their funnel-shaped hats. They hate for you to touch their hats because they believe their face are number one. But if you look at their teeth after they've been eating these betel nuts when they smile, you don't think that their face is number one, that's for sure. In the background right now, you can hear these rifles going off. That was a M79 that just now went off. Pick that up on tape recorder. I'm not sure about that one. Also, you can hear these guys yelling. Hear it sound something that sounds like metal playing against metal. Well, it is. They're playing horseshoes, and sometimes it gets quite competitive around here. You have to just do anything you can think of to find something to do when you're back in base camp. That's exactly where I'm at right now. I would be out in the field, except that when I moved over to the 6th from the 1st 52nd, they forgot where my pay records were, and I had to come back to get things straight in order to get paid. And over here, even though there's not much use for it, you still like to get your money. Maybe I'd explain the rifle fire that you can hear in the background. Actually, they're not sighting anything. They're just playing around, test firing their weapons. Everybody likes to fire their weapon. So whenever you're on bunker guard, which I'm off of tonight, it's kind of nice to fire your weapon at anything out there. And there's all kinds of things out there to fire at because it's all kinds of open space out there. In some areas, there's a lot of jungles around. But in this area, there's no jungles at all. Now where I was about a little over a month ago, about a month and a week ago, it was quite a bit of jungle. One time on patrol, we scared up a peacock. Those things are pretty when they're flying. And in the jungles, you can see a few monkeys around. Quite a bit of wildlife and all kinds of insects. And the leeches, they're murder. They get all over you. I wish I could tape some artillery fire for you. I had some last night and I tried to catch it on the tape. But it seemed like every time they'd start the fire and I'd turn on the tape recorder, they'd quit again. And then they wouldn't start up again until after I'd turned the tape recorder back off. Either that or else I'd run out of tape. So it's kind of ridiculous trying to catch artillery fire and rifle fire and stuff unless you're just coincidentally catch it. In January, like I told you before in one of my letters, I had a mustache. It was looking pretty good too, but like most novelties, I got tired of it after a while, so I decided to shave it off. I think I'm going to grow another one, and if I do, I'll send you a picture of it. In May, or at least I hope in May, I'm going on R&R, and I hope to go to Australia. After I get back from R&R, I'm going to grow another mustache, and this one I'm going to keep on until I go home. So, tell Marilyn I'll shave it off for her when I get home. If she doesn't like it, which I'm almost sure she won't like it. I've taken up smoking a pipe now. Marilyn probably won't like my looks with a pipe either, but she's going to think I'm a hippie with mustache and pipe and everything. Well, it's getting dark now, so I better wrap up this tape here pretty quick. When you hear this, well, that's a Chinook coming over now. That's one of those big jobbers. It's got big propeller in the front and big propeller in the back. They're really quite enormous. The Marines have their own version of them, which is a little bit smaller than this. The Chinook gets number one. I'd like to be a gunner in one of those. It's not too much danger involved in a Chinook because they don't take them where they take a Huey. A Huey they'll take just about anywhere, especially for a dust-off. Dust-off, by the way, is when somebody's injured, me and you need a chopper out there to take him into the hospital, they call in a dust-off. But Chinooks usually do it, but only fairly secure areas. They get shot at once in a while, but then doesn't everybody. That Chinook circling right now, and you can't hear that right now, that maybe if it comes in a little bit closer, I believe it's going to land, and if it comes in close enough, you'll probably be able to hear. Those things are loud. They've got enough wind force behind those crops to blow away a Jeep, practically. They will blow them over, because I've seen them do it before. And here he comes. He's coming right over. Listen to this thing. He'll probably drown me out as soon as he gets a little bit closer. There, see what I mean? Probably can't even hear me, and I'm yelling pretty loud right now. Him coming in for that landing? He's quite a ways off, so I guess you won't be able to hear him too well, but right now he's got his light on, so you know it's dark. Remember that night when we were in Texas and we looked out there and we saw all those helicopters flying over, Killeen in formation? You don't very often see that many together, not over here anyway. Well, it's getting dark and I'm running out of things to say. I've seen quite a few unforgettable sights over here. One is dead things. I never got so sick and tired of looking at things that were dead in all my life. Everything bothers me that's dead anymore. Really, I can't exactly say that. I guess you get used to it. Like Dad always says, you can get used to anything, even hanging if you hang long enough. Now the VC, when I see them dead, they don't bother me too much. But the worst thing on earth is a dead GI, especially if he happens to be your buddy. That tears your heart out, that really does. And I guess there's a lot of them that I've seen dead that I'll never forget. Guys like Pullen, Wisely, they were really a mess. But Over here, you just sort of, you get so you can laugh. You're sad for a while, but after a while, somebody says something funny, or you just sort of forget it. And that's the best way to be. If you go around thinking about home all the time, forget it, you aren't going to cut it. It's hard to forget home, but it's a lot better if you can. Well, that's not too pleasant a thing to talk about, so let's talk about something else. I can hardly wait till I get home. I'm so sick and tired of looking at this country, and I can hardly stand it anymore. This place will really drive you nuts. That is, if you let it get you down. When I get home, we'll have to do something. I don't know what, but we'll do something. Maybe go to a football game. Well, I'll definitely go to a football game. And, of course, if you come out to meet me in California, we'll have a good time on the trip. I love trips. About the first 3 days after I get home, I think I'm going to do nothing but sleep. After I get home, I think I'm either going to buy a new car or a new truck. I'm not sure which. I'd kind of like to get a pickup truck, but I don't know, maybe I'll just make it a car. How's my coronet holding up? I hope it's doing all right. Those new chargers are looking pretty good. I think I might look into one of those, too. I'll have to see what kind of car Marilyn will like. I know she'll like a blue one. That's about her favorite color. Matches her eyes. On the tape I made yesterday, I ended up running the thing right off the very end of the reel. I'm afraid that's what I'm going to end up doing here, too. It looks like it's getting pretty low. And since I'm really out of things to say, I guess maybe I ought to sign off. So, sayonara, see you in about 185 days, almost 184 now. So, be good. Be sure to write and send me lots of tapes. I'd love to hear your voices. I assume you feel the same about my voice over this thing. Oh, and be sure to send me a lot more pictures. I dig the pictures the most. Well, maybe I better cut this tape off since it's getting dark and I'm running out of tape anyway. So I'll send you another one tomorrow or the next day if I can.
Bye-bye now. Love, Larry.